Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are wrestling with, I think, the single greatest variable in any high-stakes environment.
Human emotion.
Exactly. Human emotion. And if you operate in markets, doesn't matter if it's derivatives, crypto, traditional equities, you know, that fear and greed, they aren't just abstract concepts.
No, they're not. They're actual quantifiable costs. They're line items that erode your edge, you know, day in and day out.
So today we're diving into a collection of really sophisticated psychological frameworks. This is a true emotional mastery system.
Right.
It's designed not just to manage those feelings, but to turn them into objective, actionable data.
And that's the critical distinction. Our sources today, they pull from the wisdom of legendary traders, you've got Jesse Livermore, all the way to the modern psychology of Mark Douglas and Brett Steenbarger. So our mission is to extract a verifiable step-by-step system that really treats the trader, not the chart, as the central variable.
Right. It's all about self-management.
It's entirely about self-management, never market prediction.
Absolutely. So we've synthesized these into a four-phase methodology. And the immediate goal for you, the listener, is to walk away understanding the precise, structured tools you can use to move from those impulsive, costly emotional reactions to, well, disciplined, mechanical execution.
Let's get into it.
Okay, let's start with foundation phase one, emotional cost accounting. This is where I think most people fail because they stop at, I felt bad or I was greedy.
It's too vague.
It's way too vague. This system demands you build an emotional baseline map. You have to give every single emotional failure a price tag.
This step is completely non-negotiable. I mean, if you cannot quantify the damage, you can't budget for the fix. So we're mapping two primary emotional profiles, fear and greed.
Okay.
On the fear side, we're identifying triggers specific to your experience. For example, maybe it's your portfolio being down more than 10%.
That's a classic one.
Or seeing news of a hack in a protocol you hold. Or even just that deep psychological fatigue from a losing streak.
And the calculation is where the pain and the discipline really comes in. You identify the trigger, you detail the typical impulsive response, and then you have to brutally calculate the actual dollar amount, the cost last month.
Right. And we're not talking about paper losses here.
No. Realized losses.
Yeah.
From panic selling, from missizing your position, all of that.
And that number is usually much higher than people want to admit. But the fear profile is, in a way, easier to track because the losses are realized. The greed profile, that's much trickier.
How so?
Well, we're tracking things like your portfolio surging over 20% or getting that social proof from friends that they're getting rich.
The FOMO kicks in.
Or just the temptation of over-leveraging. The cost here is often the opportunity cost.
And this requires some painful honesty. How do you accurately price the cost of the trade you didn't take? I mean, the profit you failed to realize because you were sure it would go 10 times higher.
Well, you have to project realistic targets, not, you know, idealized hypothetical ones. This isn't about beating yourself up. It's about being accurate.
So you calculate the profit you should have realized based on your original plan.
Exactly. If you miss that because greed, that's the cost. Once you've calculated all of this, the panic sells, the missed profit takes, you apply the wisdom of Jesse Livermore.
Livermore famously said, the speculator's chief enemies are always boring from within. And the entire goal of phase one is to rank those internal enemies, that specific portfolio drop trigger, that leverage temptation, by their total cost. It gives you a clear, quantified priority list.
It moves the whole conversation from this vague idea of discipline to something concrete, like fix the $5,000 leverage problem.
Yeah, exactly.
So once we know the specific ghosts that are haunting us and their dollar cost, we need a kind of psychological Geiger counter to detect them in real time.
And that takes us into phase two, the daily diagnostic, or as the system calls it, the emotional state scanner.
Right.
This has to be quick. It's a mandatory 5-minute pre-market ritual. And it converts those failures you just quantified into a daily risk assessment.
So we use 5 core metrics, each rated 0 to 10. You've got fear level, greed level, clarity, confidence, and frustration.
You tally them up for a total score out of 50.
And that total score immediately feeds into the most crucial part of phase two, the trading permission matrix.
The score doesn't just describe your state.
No, it dictates your allowed position sizing and your activity for the day.
Okay, let's break that down. A score between, say, 21 and 30 is your optimal zone.
Right. That's the sweet spot.
This grants you full trading permission, 100% of your normal position size.
Yep.
Your internal compass is calibrated. You're ready to go.
But if your internal metrics are high, Let's say you score 41 to 50, you are firmly in the danger zone and permission drops drastically.
How drastically?
Only 25% of your standard position size. And critically, the system mandates no new positions, period.
Okay, but here's a question. If someone is already at a 45 out of 50, they've got high fear, high frustration, won't they be too compromised to actually stick to that rule? How does the system enforce itself?
That's a great question, and it's where the structure of the system is so clever. First, you build the rule when you are rational, when you have a good score.
I see.
And second, the system introduces layers of objectivity. The scanner doesn't just rely on your mental assessment. It integrates the quick body scan checklist.
The physical tells. That's a necessary calibration.
Yeah. You're identifying things like tension in your shoulders or neck, a tight chest, racing thoughts. These are physiological indicators of a stress response that often override what you think you're feeling.
So if your body is telling you something's wrong.
Exactly. If the body scan registers severe tension, that acts as an objective multiplier on the danger zone score. It forces a restriction even if the trader thinks they're fine. It's designed to proactively prevent those massive errors.
The diagnostic gives us the number.
Yeah.
But when the numbers are bad, we need a philosophical bedrock to fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
Which takes us right into phase three, the correction mechanism, the fear and greed navigation framework.
Mm-hmm.
And this is centered on the Douglas probability shield.
This is Mark Douglas's acceptance framework. He uses what he calls the five fundamental truths as direct emotional antidotes. And what's fascinating is how Steenbarger's work provides the structure for implementing Douglas's philosophical acceptance.
Let's focus on a few of those truths. Truth one, anything can happen. I mean, that feels like the ultimate emotional leveler.
It is. It combats certainty. So when you're paralyzed by the fear of loss, you remember that even so-called sure things fail. That's the antidote.
And on the flip side, when you're feeling greedy and certain of a profit,
you remember that fundamental uncertainty, and it forces you to manage your risk. It shifts your focus from the outcome of one single trade to the execution of your process over hundreds of trades.
And this framework also gives us a mechanism for dangerous patterns like streaks. It uses truth three, random distribution of wins losses.
This truth mandates the streak breaker protocol.
What's that?
The streak breaker is vital. It addresses the two most dangerous states: euphoria after multiple wins and that vengeance mindset after losses.
Right. Revenge trading.
Exactly. So after three consecutive wins or three consecutive losses, you are mandated to enforce two things: a position size reduction and a cooling period measured in hours plus a mandatory journal review.
It's a hard stop. It breaks that destructive psychological momentum.
It has to. I also appreciate how the system builds humility right into your preparation. That's with truth four. Edge.
Yeah.
Higher probability, not certainty.
And the tool here is the reality check formula. How does this force discipline?
You calculate your established win rate, and then you use that rate to calculate your expected losses per 10 trades. So if your strategy has, say, a 60% win rate, you are forcing yourself to acknowledge before you even start that you are due 4 losses out of the next 10 trades.
You're normalizing loss.
You're making it part of the expected cost of doing business, which is the absolute cornerstone of risk management. It just takes the emotional sting out of a loss because it was statistically necessary.
Okay, and the final piece here is the emotional response transformation protocol. It's a substitution exercise.
It is. It's built on interruption. When you identify an old response like panic selling after a 20% portfolio drop, you insert a calculated bridge thought.
Explain that, the mechanism of a bridge thought.
That thought is essential because it interrupts the reflexive amygdala response, the fight or flight circuit. You substitute the panic thought with a calculated phrase like, temporary drawdown, this is within expectation.
Okay.
That phrase forces the thought onto your rational frontal cortex circuit. It gives you that half second you need to execute the new response, which is review thesis calmly and check stop levels. You are literally reprogramming your neural pathways.
Wow. Okay, now let's look at how this all manifests in the modern hyperfast DeFi environment. Livermore's deadly Trinity Hope, fear, and greed. It's like it's on steroids today.
Oh, absolutely. Hope makes you hold losers to zero. Fear makes you sell winners too early. And greed, often fueled by easy leverage, drives massive overexposure. The triggers are just faster and louder now.
Let's take fear of missing out, or FOMO. It's driven by influencer shilling, viral threads, all the success stories flooding your feed. The antidote has to be just as swift. The 48-hour question.
I love this one. The 48-hour question. What would I think of this opportunity in 48 hours when the initial hype is gone?
Right.
This tactic works because modern FOMO thrives on manufactured urgency. If the opportunity is truly sound, a 48-hour pause won't eliminate it.
But it will eliminate the emotionally charged impulse to oversize or jump in without due diligence.
100%. And then there's that subtle but deadly internal struggle, fear of being wrong.
That's pure ego. It causes traders to ride tokens straight to zero out of pride. The source material provides the excellent ego bypass system for this.
Yeah, the ego bypass system demands that you practice saying, "I was wrong," out loud, daily, until the phrase loses its sting.
It sounds simple, but it's designed to neutralize cognitive dissonance and the sunk cost fallacy.
Which are the real enemies there. You are separating your identity from your positions. A bad trade is just data, not a personal failure.
On the greed side, we have the profit maximization obsession. The failure to take profits because you're always projecting higher highs.
And for that, we have the profit discipline protocol. This includes the simple but genius champagne rule.
Tell me about that.
If the size of your gains makes you want to celebrate, if you're feeling that euphoria, you must immediately take some profits off the table and secure them. It's an automatic trigger designed to capture gains when emotional elevation is at its peak.
And all of these fixes are kind of synthesized by a powerful proactive measure from the journaling protocol, the no decisions rule.
Yes. You are explicitly forbidden from making any trading decisions when your combined fear, greed, and stress levels, each rated 1 to 10, total more than 15.
A total of 15.
That number 15 is the proactive trigger. It prevents the worst, most impulsive decisions before the market even gets a chance to tempt you. If your emotional state is compromised, your ability to execute your edge is just, it's zero.
Okay, so this brings us to phase four. The immediate physical action frameworks. I mean, assessment is great, but when adrenaline is flooding your system, you need an emergency procedure.
That's right. The system identifies two emergency states. Code red, which is fear dominant, a score over 6 out of 10.
And code yellow, greed dominant, also over 6 out of 10.
For code red, triggered by panic or acute loss aversion, the steps are tactical and physiological. First, you stop trading. Mandatory.
Okay.
Second, you breathe using box breathing. Four counts in, four hold, four out, four hold. This is a tactical intervention to physically signal your nervous system to get out of fight or flight.
Then you physically ground yourself. You name five things you see, five things you hear, and only then do you assess. Is this fear or is this fact?
And your permitted actions are severely restricted. You can reduce positions or review stops, but never add new risk.
And the strict emergency emotional protocols, these are the ultimate safety nets for severe states.
Absolutely.
Right.
If you experience a full-blown panic attack, the protocol is to stop all trading immediately, call your support person, your accountability partner, and you're on a minimum 24-hour trading ban.
The system even manages success, which can be just as destructive. There's a euphoria protocol.
There is. If you hit that state, you must immediately take 50% of your profits, set stops on what's left, and critically, no new positions today. It forces reality onto that emotional high.
And the most severe one, the rage revenge protocol.
This is triggered when you feel that burning need to trade back your losses. It demands you close all screens, do mandatory physical exercise, go for a run, lift weights, anything to drain that adrenaline.
Right.
And you're on a strict 48-hour trading ban.
And you have to talk to your accountability partner.
You have to. It recognizes that rage is a physiological, volatile state that requires an overwhelming physical interruption.
To tie this all together, the source material summarizes the road to mastery as the 21-day emotional mastery sprint. It's a structured process to make these interventions automatic.
Right. It moves you systematically from awareness building in one-to-one, just doing the scans, documenting your trades, to pattern recognition in week two, where you identify your common triggers and create specific protocols for them.
And then finally to integration in week three.
And that's where the discipline responses start to feel less like effort and more like natural automatic reflexes.
That's the real goal here, isn't it? Creating a mechanical discipline that operates outside of the market's psychological influence. We started by saying we needed to turn emotions into data.
And that's exactly what these systems do. The scanning, the permission matrices, the transformation protocols.
You're integrating Douglas's acceptance creed, Steenbarger's solution-focused structure, and that foundational wisdom from Livermore that it always was my sitting that made the real money.
I think the final key takeaway from this deep dive is a really powerful motto for any trader looking for consistency. The market is an expensive place to discover yourself. Use the system to know yourself first, trade second.
That is the perfect summary. And building on that idea that emotions have to become quantifiable data points, here's a question for you to consider this week. What specific emotional cost, the fear of missing out on a potential gain or the fear of losing money you've already allocated, do you believe is fundamentally more destructive to your long-term consistency, and why? Maybe start tracking that number.